Realize that I don't do a lot of collaborations on this podcast. It's like I just come on here and then I talk to myself and then I go. Which, okay, maybe it's, I can say it's some form of therapy because I live alone. So from Friday to like Monday, I don't talk to anyone. My phone is so fucking dry. Nobody calls me. So I leo plug wangu ameniona ameniambia eh simepotea. Which is so funny to me because I try to no, let me not lie. I never leave my house. I never ever 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 leave my house. But it's cuz I'm really an introvert and then I don't get much human interaction, so I don't know. I feel like I'm weird around other human beings. I don't know how to, when I'm even trying to make conversation, I'm always just thinking, oh my god, when can I get home? Because home feels really, really safe. I can be myself at home, and I'm very, very big on being able to put myself in spaces where I'm just comfortable being myself. Before I tell you guys what I want to talk about on this episode, habari zenu. I hope all of you have been hanging in there with, I know there's so many things that have been happening and I'd love for you guys to reach out. Like nikiwa salimia, please reach out, send me a voice note, text me, DM me, tell me how you really feeling. Let's talk about our feelings. I don't know, na feel too, napendanga kuna messages zenu mkiniambia vitu zenu na hata mnijui. Cause I don't know, you know, the reason I keep reminding you guys that the reason I started this podcast is so that I can create a space where we can just feel, oh, kumbe si mimi peke yake, kumbe kitu inatu happen ya sisi wote. I feel like it just makes it easier to know how to navigate a lot of things and how to deal with a lot of things. So please reach out, talk to me, tell me. I will tell you how I feel, but just to emphasize on what I was saying, the reason nilianzisha hii podcast for real ni hivyo vile nimesema, and it's for us to improve the relationships within us and those that are around us as well. So before hata tufike relationships za watu wengine na ma friendship na sijui ma romance na manini, like intrapersonal relationships ni very important. And it's very important to me that all of us, everyone who listens to me or reads my stuff or watches me on TV or anywhere you see me, hata ukinisimamisha mahali uniongeleshe, it's important to me that we grow together and we choose to be better, especially to ourselves, like before anyone else, just to ourselves, because you know, now we know better. Because when you have more information and you can see how someone else navigated the situation that they've been in, it makes it a bit easier for you to be like, oh okay, so this is where I can seek help, or this is where I can start, or this is where I can do this and this and this. And for my birthday, one of the gifts my mom gave me this year is a journal. I'm very big on journaling, and I've always been keeping diaries throughout my life. I just stopped for some time. I think I can't remember when I stopped. Maybe around after uni, I'm in uni. I stopped journaling as often as I used to, but so today I was reading my journal from last year that had, you know, all these things I'd written, and I was just reading through it, and I had the notes for the podcast that I recorded for my 25th birthday, and I was reading all these points and I was like, oh my, Udemim smart. Like, how did I know all these things when I was 25? I'm 26 now. Just reading through the notes, I was like, I have to go listen to that podcast because I feel like itanipia the kind of motivation I need right now in the space that I'm in mentally and emotionally. So I think you should check it out. I'm gonna put the link out for a description box. Basically, the podcast just was 25 lessons I've learned in my 25 years or something like that. So nilikuwa nasikiza hizo points na nilikuwa nazisoma, sorry, na zilifanya ni feel like maybe I needed to go through this journal. So right now I'm on a new journal. I'm just starting on it near 2022, but I've not really been writing anything as much as I would like to. But it's of course I have an excuse. I always have an excuse, but it's because nafeel too, ever since ningie a 9-to-5 job, like I know I'm always complaining, but sunny do. I don't want to complain anymore, but just ever since I got into a 9-to-5 job, my life has been very hectic. Like I have so many things to do, and then I ended up moving out into my own space. So now it's like I'm running my own household, and I have to show up at work, and I have, you know, it's crazy. I will talk about that, but so I haven't really been journaling and I haven't been writing things down. In this event that I have, you know, other things going on concurrently with love and orgasms, it's just crazy. I try my best to try and prioritize, but it's important to me that we also improve our intrapersonal relationships, though. Tuweze kukua better for ourselves when we're with ourselves. How I feel is that, of course I'm gonna say I feel very exhausted and tired from all the working I've been doing, but mostly right now I just feel like I miss having the free time. Running the blog full time, I had more time to rest and rejuvenate and have more ideas coming out consistently. But now it's like I have to see, okay, what needs to get done by when. And the problem is when you're running everything on your own for yourself, it's really, really difficult to be on top of your game, especially when you're doing so many things at the same time. So maybe I think I just need to have a meeting with myself and refocus and see what I need. Actually, I just had that meeting. Sorry. Like just before I recorded this podcast, I took out this new diary that I was just telling you guys about. And it's really pretty. It's black and green, you know, with leaves painted on. It's really cute and it's big, just how I like them. That's what she said. Yeah, I just miss having more free time, and I feel like this state of consistently working is just not really for me. Like it doesn't give me the luxury to shut off when I want. And I was, by being the boss of myself, I was so used to just when I want to take a break, I can take a break. But now when I'm really, really answerable to other people, it's very different. It's like I have to schedule my life around them. But I am trying to change that. I'm trying to make sure that everything else, including work, is scheduled around me, not the other way around, so that I'm more in charge of my time and my space, and I'm getting my money's worth. So that's what I'm trying to work on. But being trying to rest, I've been taking care of myself. But there was a period for a few weeks, like a couple weeks, where I wasn't really feeling myself. I wasn't really feeling sexy or pretty or happy. I was just constantly scared about, you know, meeting my deadlines and doing the things I needed to do and showing up in the ways that I needed to show up. So that was running me crazy. And also, I think I was just really sexually frustrated. I don't know. Uko kwa streets, it's cold. It's cold out here. I'm trying to get snatched up soon. Ataka money for 1 month. That's like when your life in Guinea iko aje, what it's all about. But no, for real, it's been all over the place. Like when my highs have been very, very high. Like when I'm happy, I'm really, really good and happy and everything is going really great. And when I'm frustrated, it's just my moods are just down and horrible and I'm really, really sad. I was just thinking about so many things, and I've also really been going through a few things, but the first thing is that was really, really horrible for me is I had a kitten and his name was Beans. If you follow me on Snapchat, you know all these things. So yeah, I was really, really in love with Beans, and you know, I'd been with him at my new place for about 4 months. He's such a beautiful boy. The biggest heart, and he loves to cuddle. He was really my best friend, but Beans got sick and he died, and that really, really broke my heart. It made me really sad. And since I don't have many friends, I don't even have like friends who have cats that I can talk to on that. Okay, I do, but I was just like, you know, now I start talking to someone about the death of my cat. I feel is any conversation as I do have like with my person. Like the only other person who would understand what I was saying is my brother Chris, because you know he lives with me and he knows about Beans, and Beans is our baby, so it's easier to talk to him about it. But I was just feeling, wow, now go through shit. And then my friends from Citizens, Willis Raburu and Shazmin Bank, have been away for like the longest time. And every week, I think like that's normally, every time I see like the whole team together with Shatta and CJ and me and them, I think that's normally a huge dose of my dopamine for the week. So when I don't see them too long, it's just sad. But Shatta has really, really been holding it down and it's been great. We've been doing great. It's just that I really, really miss them, and when they hear this, they better come back to work. No more taking such long holiday. Ama, it's me who needs to start taking time off. It's me who's not getting off work. Maybe I need to sit and think about that. But yeah, I'm really excited to seeing them soon. You know, whenever they're ready to come back. So I feel like most of my time, anytime I got free time, it's just dedicated to resting and relaxing. I've not been doing much. Like, I have so many things I need to do. Like, I've been meaning to shop for my house. I mean, like, kushop vitu za aesthetics. Kama ma paintings na ma vases. Ni vase ma vase. I've been meaning to check a lot of things out. Nimekuwa nikitafuta ma interior designers YouTube wa Kenya. Please suggest some of them to me in my DMs. I'd really love to check the stuff out, because me I don't really have an eye for art. I don't have an eye for art. If you put green and purple, they look good. I do not know anything. I just have to copy everything from Pinterest, and that is exactly what I'm doing. Of course, I'm gonna tweak it and make it, you know, my my thing in my own way, but I need a lot of help with designing stuff. Everything. I've talked about this, even about my outfits. Like, I have to really research and go on Pinterest and type girl with ponytail and short white skirt and leather jacket and high boots. I need to see the whole vision. I need to see how they look so that I can copy it onto myself. That's how I deal in this world. All these things that I've been going through, nimekuwa nikipata now with the draw a lot from active social media. Like, I'm not spending as much time as I used to. I'd say this is a good thing for me because I've always been wanting to reduce my screen time, so I'm able to, you know, read more books, do other things like cooking, taking walks, just teaching myself other things, learning a skill, whatever people do. I also intend to start planting my own things, like my spices and, you know, like my balcony space. So I feel like I will have a lot of things in my hand, but I just need to create space for it by avoiding to always stay on the grind. Because there's nothing cool about always working. Like, this thing for, oh, sorry, I was busy, I was working. Most people think they start to think you're a snob when it's just the truth. Like, as in niseme nini niwekwa job for real. There's nothing else I can do. I have to really schedule a lot of things ahead of time. And it's so crazy because that's not how I intend to live for the rest of my life. But yeah, so I've been withdrawing from social media, and throughout this time I've also just, like, I've learned something new about myself. Like, okay, it's not new about myself. I've always felt like this because I'm not one of those, well, some people say I'm a content creator, but I'm not one of those content creators who create for money. I don't create to make money out of it. I create according to my feelings. I just create when I want to, how I feel. Because I feel like when I'm being paid to do it, it loses its authenticity. I don't want to just be like a content creator, like someone who just creates content for people to consume. I am a writer who shares my feelings, and my audience just relates to what I'm saying. They just feel me on my level, and that's what I enjoy more. I just want to come on here and say, yo, I'm sad, and then all of you are like, oh yeah, I was sad too. And then I'm like, okay, but I made a smoothie and it made me smile, and you're like, okay, we're gonna make smoothies too. You know, just finding out better ways to cope with a lot of things, and especially by talking about them so that we can go through them together. So far so good, because my feedback is always great. Like, you guys are always amazing at telling me how you feel, and mnanipanga big up, mkin check out, and that really makes me feel really good, because it's like, okay, my voice is being heard and my feelings are valid. Like, it's not that I want validation from other people, it's just that it's nice to have a sense of belonging and to feel like I'm not alone and I'm not going through the things that I'm going through alone. So it's an amazing feeling. And on my blog, like, the feedback is really good. Like, seeing my blogs, I get so horny. I don't really feel the feeling, so I get it from someone else who's reading. That's the feeling that I really intend for everyone that checks my stuff out to just feel. I hope when you guys are checking my stuff out, you get goosebumps and you feel your hair, ends of your skin tingling, because that's exactly what it does to me. So thank you so much for the feedback that you guys are always giving me. hesitate to bookmark my pages and subscribe to everything that I am doing on social media so that you do not miss what I'm going to talk about. Current sex life. My current sex life is, well, I have been, kusema tu kweli, I have been having bomb ass sex. I have been having a nice 2022 and but hold up, let me explain. I mean, like, in the times that I've been having sex, I've been really, really having amazing sex. And okay, that's basically how my sex life normally is, but I'm just in a new phase of my life where I feel like I need more sex. I need more consistent sex. I need, babe, go, tende home. Babe, come home. Babe, go. Babe, me come. Babe, nakukujia. Babe, I'm outside. Come outside. I'll come to pick you up. Babe, like, I feel like that's the space I need to be in right now. I'm feeling very, very, I'm not frustrated, but I'm sexually needy. I don't know if sijui kama ni siwezi sema ni kohoni, naweza sema nataka attention. But of course you know what that means. So be in that space with just anybody. That's why I want to talk about situationships in the next blog. And like, I feel like that shit is not enough for me. I just want more. I want to live in your skin. That's exactly how I feel. So yeah, I'd say that this I'm in right now in my sex life is that I kind of miss the days I didn't know better, because I was able to be a bit more reckless. Because now that I know better and I'm, you know, smarter than I was, and I'm that I don't know, I just know a bit more than I used to when I was younger. I feel like the more my worth goes up, the more it's hard for me to settle. So it really narrows my dating pool, because kitambo any boy could just tell me, oh, I love you, ninge box saizi, like, you really gotta prove it. You really, really gotta show me for me to. Because every time I settle and I say, okay, I don't want, you know, it's okay, I don't want, you know, the whole thing, it's okay, we can just have sex, I always feel shortchanged in the end. I always feel like, this guy just got sex, and me, what did I get? Okay, I didn't even nut. These niggas don't even make sure you nut. The girls that get it, but it's just, you know, like, it's, I need more, I need a lot more, I need someone who's willing to fulfill me emotionally and mentally, so that the sexual part is very natural and very amazing and beautiful and everything that I want it to be. So yeah, and I feel too, the more my work goes up, the less sex I get to have, because now the guys that I want to have sex with, they're a certain kind of guys, and I really have to see that they're matching the things I want. And it's not things like, it's not like basic things that, oh, he has to be tall. No, it's like, I need to see much more effort, and these guys are just not putting in the effort these days. I mean, I do date decent guys who really, really bring their A game, and they make me feel very, very good, but there's always just something that in Africa Point I really, really can't settle. I always have to uphold my boundaries and my standards all the time, so that I make sure I'm not feeling shortchanged in my relationships. So to today I want to talk about confidence and sexual liberation. Like, how did I get confident and how did I become so free with my sex life and my sex escapades and my sex talks and my sex things and just everything sex, and how I'm able to just be myself and talk about the things I want, and also becoming the woman I've always wanted to be and everything. So yeah, I've told you guys about how I've been and everything, and I've caught you up, so let's get to it. My little brother, I call him little cause he's always been little, but he's a 23-year-old man. And I think that's how our moms see us as well. They just always see us as their babies. He tells me that a lot of women his age, okay, he's 22, sorry, a lot of women his age, they check my stuff out and squeezy madem ni wakali kwa sababu wanasikiza advice yangu. They're really not settling for less. And while it's, he says, while it's when he meets a girl and he's talking to them and then they know my content or they've checked my stuff out, he just knows udem itakuwa ngumu kiasi kumuingiza box. Usidem mwenye tu atafall for my nonsense. But I like it because it shows me that young women have somewhere where they can go, they can get advised and maybe get to hear a different perspective on how to deal with things and handle things. A lot of the things that I didn't know at 22, 23 that I'm learning just now at 26, it's very, very crazy. And so because of that, that's why I think I like speaking, because najua tu kuna msemo mmoja uko nje ata relate na ata understand na maybe anaweza taka ku try kitu nime advise, because I speak solely from, okay, mostly from experience. Like, I say the things that I've been through, and I find life being very can I say redundant, because a lot of the things that I go through, when you start growing up with much more experience, you realize that you go through the same things until the day you decide to change or grow or do better, and then you're able to make better decisions. So the more you grow, if you've been used to dating a certain kind of people, and you know, if I date this person it doesn't work out, and then the universe is just gonna keep sending the same person in a different body to see if you're learning your lessons, am I you're just making the same decisions. That's how I've been finding my journey in life to be going. So I think that's why I like to speak from experience, from the things I've done myself or the things I've been through on my own, and then I just talk to you guys about them and I tell you guys my experiences and how I dealt with things and how I used to deal with things kitambo. So it's nice to see even DMs from especially women being like, and not just young girls, like even older than me, it's really, really nice to see them being very interested. And some of the messages I get, especially when I post soft porn, when I post like my pictures in bikinis, you're confident, you look sexy, you look nini, how can you post that, I would never, blah blah blah, and all these comments. And some of them ask me like how I got to where I am or how I'm able to exude a lot of confidence in the way I speak or interact with them, in just the way they see me show up. And I'd love to talk a little bit about that. So you see, I wasn't always the confident girl. Actually, my real personality is that I'm very, very shy. And the truth is I'm very introverted. I'm a nerd. I like to stay at home in my corner and read and do such things and watch documentaries, etc, etc. So I'm not someone who you'll find outside a lot, because, and like I was talking about this, I don't have that much human interaction,
except maybe when I have to show up for work, but ati a social life. And it's not that I do not want friends. It gets really, really lonely, but then the need for me to just protect my space and my peace outweighs any other feelings that I might have, like some human interaction. I'm very shy and I keep to myself a lot. If you don't know me that well, you'd think I'm bluffing and I'm just lying. But it's very, very true. I grew up in a time where saizi kukwa black ni kama trend, kukwa dark skin ni kama trend, ni cool. But I grew up in a time where looking a certain way as a woman especially was very looked down upon. Mademu wenye walikuwa fashoni, tukwa tunasemanga fashoni, mademu walikuwa fashoni, like fashion, ni the light skins, the pretty girls, the pointies, those are the girls who always got a lot of attention, and in every way, like, they were always liked by teachers, they were always liked by boys, they were always liked by other parents, they were always liked by everyone. Like, even your parent could be like, that was the kind of environment I grew up in. So I feel like it was very difficult to love myself, especially because of the way I looked. I was a black girl. There was a time I was very, very fat, and then there was a time I was very, very skinny and I couldn't add any weight. It's actually very difficult for me to put on any weight, or much weight rather. Like, I'd have to be on like birth control or something, but otherwise, just on my own, even if I eat well and I work out, it's very difficult for me to keep on my weight, but I lose it very, very fast. I grew up with a lot of body dysmorphia. I grew up, I don't wanna call it that, because, you know, I don't know if that needs to be diagnosed or whatever, but I just grew up really not liking myself. I did not like my face, I did not like my teeth, I did not like my lips, my nose, my hair, especially my hair. It was very nappy and it never used to grow. And then I'm surrounded by all these really, really pretty girls, kwanza the Kikuyu girls, the Kamba girls, very, very beautiful girls. And they have all this nice long hair. And the pointies, like, even the Kalenjins were really, like, the pointy ones, they were usually really liked. Not the dark ones. The dark ones are just being treated like me. And I'm only laughing about it now because it's something I've already dealt with and moved past. But this is something that is still affecting women in the present time. So it's not really funny. It's just unbelievable. It was very difficult to enjoy my body and love myself in the way that I always wanted to. I never really had a mother figure. Like, I had a mom, but I didn't have like someone who was very hands-on with me, who loved me very much and was always guiding me, talking to me about these things. I've kind of just navigated my way around all these things and nime learn along the way na nime go through them do nieze kukuwa na experiences of them. So I just grew up ile time tulikuwa tunasomanga Shout magazines, you know, so you really, really want to be a white girl because that was what was liked and it was what was pretty. So if you have nappy hair that never grows, definitely no one likes you, no one invites you anywhere. And then when in black, it was aiko kwanga ati discrimination iko out there, but it was, I could always notice when someone else is being given preferred treatment to mine. It always made me feel really bad, and I think that's where the self-hate started. Because one time I just went home, I was really young, but I think nilikuwa 8 years old, like class 3, and I went home and I just told my mom nataka kuwekwa chemical kwa nywele. I wanted to relax my hair. And my mom was very, very against it because she was like, nah, you know, nywele yako itakatika, you're still a baby, you're so young, you need to just wait. But I was very insistent. My mom always refused, always refused. And the first time I did it was when I went to Form 1, because it was kind of the, I think it was like it was just assumed that it was a way to make life easier when you're in boarding school, especially like in Kenya. So I relaxed my hair na ili katika yote nyele zetu zilikuwa zina katika style ingine kama ulikuwa Saint G, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you have to tie your hair back. So with time, I think the tension just starts to affect the hairline. And then where you hold your hair, it just starts forming a hole. And then nywele inaisha yote huku nyuma ina... Kuna wase walikuwa na natural mohawks. The hair just eats away until it's completely done. Because there's akuna facilities za ku take care of your hair how you would when maybe you were home. So it was just crazy. But I just... hated my hair more because it meant I had to cut it. And then when I started shaving my hair, I had a really, really short hair cut. Okay, I experimented a lot. Like, there was a time I had a mohawk, there was a time I had a tapered cut, there's a time I had a inaitwanga fade, and it looked really, really good. And this is not a tikitambo, it's less than 5 years ago. And I was just going through so many things because I was trying to figure out who I am and what my personality is and what exactly that I like for myself. And this made it easier for me to be very flexible with always trying new things and always wanting to just figure things out. I never really liked my hair. Like, I never liked my body. I never liked it. I didn't like my fingers. I didn't like my toes. I didn't like my skin. I hated everything about my body. And I did not like to look at myself in the mirror a lot. It was just weird to me. Like, sikuwa napenda vile nakaa. When I was in uni, I discovered makeup. Mi nilikuwa mshamba, by the way. Like, nilianza kuchanuka venye nilimit mabeshte zangu wa uni. Au ndo walinichanua. Mi nilikuwa, like, mshamba tu. So, I discovered makeup. And that time, around that time was when makeup was big and it was becoming a thing, and people used to draw their eyebrows nicely, you know, those IG brows and lashes zikaanza kukama na sijui nini, mimi sijui kazi ilikuanga, but size ndo nilianza kujrazy bit. I started wearing makeup and I felt like it made me pretty, but I used to wear so much makeup, like cakes and cakes and cakes of makeup. If I show you those pictures, weh, it's really been a journey. Mabishi zangu hawakuwa wananishua na ka clown, like walikuwa wanani gas, but I think sijika, I don't know if in that time we couldn't really tell, it wasn't that good, but it made me become very dependent on makeup. I would never go anywhere once I started, like it just started like once, and then I started going to school every day in makeup, every day a full face of makeup. I used to get late to class because I have to wear makeup. It made me feel pretty. It made me feel like I got much more attention, and it made me feel good about myself. And when I post pictures on Instagram, you know, wase walikuwa nani gas, so I knew there was something I was doing right. But it didn't really fix the way I felt on the inside, because, you know, makeup goes off. So when you go to bed at night and you've washed your face and you have to see yourself in the morning, it's just the same thing. Nilikuwa naonanga ni kama face yangu iko distorted. And then this was the time when Snapchat was just starting out. So the filters, I can't believe I'm talking about these things because I used to be so ashamed to growth. So the filters, I used to be very, very big on filters. And because they would distort my face and they'd give me a, you know, thinner nose and make my face look prettier. etc, vitu kama hizo. So nimevaa makeup na naweka filters, na bado nikiedit hiyo picha nitaongeza filters ndo niweze kuipost IG ndo ipate likes zile nataka. No, and the funny thing is, when I remember being way younger, like younger than, like young, like in pre-unit, that's about 5 years old, 4 years old, I remember thinking I was really, really beautiful, but no one really ever told me that I was beautiful growing up. I mean, older men used to hit on me. I was in primary school, and it was so weird. But that used to make me think these men like me because I'm beautiful. And that's very weird looking at it now. But nobody really ever told me that I was pretty or that I looked good or that my face was good or that my natural features were beautiful. I have a gap on my teeth, and I used to hate it so much. So I used to hate smiling. By the way, I used to hate smiling. That was the worst thing you could ever tell me to do. I hated smiling so much. I never really ever had that. The only time I ever started hearing I was pretty was when I joined Instagram, and this was like in uni. Sazile tushakuwa wa, what was it? I remember there's a time when I started out writing. This is like about 5 years ago. I also was trying out modeling, and I did not know much. I wasn't actually in the scene like that. I was just trying stuff out, you know, not sure I could get bearing, not sure I could understand what I can do. And many people had told me, you know, with your height, you can be a model, na yo figure yako, you should really try modeling. You have the features, especially for like couture, wale models that were smiling. Like see ka beauty pageant, like some hard stuff, you know. So I really, really saw that vision, and I used to try a lot of stuff. And one time I went to this video shoot for my friend who's a singer. Like, he's a very big singer. The video shoot was about, you know, showing the beauty from all around Africa. But atukwa to me get like mademwa, akwa me get like mademwa all over Africa. He just got women who, for the video shoot, he got women who he felt were like they represented beautiful African women, and he wanted us to be in the shoot. And at the end of the shoot, kulikuwa na scene yenye tulikuwa tuna wave flags at different countries from Africa. So you just pick a flag and you pretend you're from there, but at least ukai kama watu huko. So me, I picked a flag ya country flani. Sikumbuki ilikuwa country gani. Na mi, enyewe kusema tu kweli, sijui flags. Siwezi kapa ni pretend. Najua sijui flag ya Cameroon na kaji. I don't know nothing. I'm not gloating, I mean, it's just being honest. So I picked a flag ya country, I think madame ni ma warabu warabu warembo. And one of the directors shouted directly at me, and he started laughing while pointing in a room full of everyone. Like, there was other artists who had come to support. In the shoot, even Elani was there, and I was so obsessed with them. I was so obsessed with them, like they were my heroes. And you know, I just wanted to show out, and I wanted them to notice my beauty. This guy shouts ati, hey, unachukwaje flag ya uko, wo unaona unakaa hivyo, hey mademo uko wakaa hivyo, please usijiaibishe na usituaibishe hapa. And I was like, but we were just told to pick any flag. Like, there's no way I know what flag this is. I don't even know where this flag is from. I don't know what country it is. He was like, eh, chukua flag ya Sudan ama flag ya watu wako na sura ngumu ngumu. So not only did he insinuate that people from Sudan were ugly, but that they were uglier because they are very, very dark skinned. And he was likening me to this something that he found was not beautiful. By the way, that day my heart was really broken. And on that day I said, I don't want to be a model anymore. I'm never going to show my body anywhere. I'm never going to show my face anywhere. I do not want to be in the limelight. I do not want people to know my face. I'm done with this public celebrity videos things. And that was such a shame, because at that time I've always been a great singer. I have an amazing voice, but I've always been very, very scared to sing before people, because first of all, I thought, you know, when you're singing, you can make the ugly face, and I'm already ugly. So now they're going to see my ugly face, and then they're not only going to judge that, now they have the leeway to judge my voice as well. So what if they think my voice is ugly? It was so stressful. And I said, kama kukwa mwimbaji itamanisha I have to shoot videos. I do not want to be a singer anymore because I do not want my face in the videos. So there's no point. And that is how I gave up on my singing career and my modeling career. By the way, nilifunga yo chapter. That really destroyed it for me. We had to reshoot the video. So we were called back again. And I declined. And my friend called me, the singer. And he called me and he asked me, you know, I called guys back. Why didn't you show up? I really wanted you there. You're very, very beautiful. You'd have represented Nikamwambia how I was treated at the shoot. And I was like, what? And you didn't tell me? I was like, okay, how was I gonna tell you? All of you there are famous. All of you there, like, you're known. He was a very popular actor guy on some show. And I was just like, nah, there's no way I'm winning this again. And he was like, no, next time, you know, you need to speak out. When you're treated like that, especially on my set, you need to speak out. And by the way, he really, really took care of me. And he was very apologetic. I didn't know how that was handled, but he has to really shaivo. That was it with my career in front of a screen or anything like that. I've had very, very pretty friends all my life. Like, my friends are very, very beautiful women. Like, they're very, very pretty women. And, you know, hanging around them and just seeing them being human, you know, when you see pretty women, okay, me venye nilikuwa naonanga mademu rembo, juu mi siku grow up like nikifilm rembo, so nilikuwa naonanga nikata wako human, like hawaelewi hizi mashida za wase, hawakai hivo. So when I started hanging out around really beautiful women, I got to see that kumbe they're just human beings like me, and being sexy is much more a mindset. It's much more in the head thing. I used to have friends, and one time I walked in on them talking shit about me, about how I always wear makeup even when I'm just going to the shop. You know, we'd just be hanging out and then they say, "Tende kwa mall," and then I'd have to go into the room and wear my makeup really fast, and I was really fast with it. Like, I'd wear a full face of makeup in like 10 minutes. So I caught them talking about me and just saying, you know, that I'm very insecure and that's why I wear my makeup all the time. And like, it's just the shops, like, we don't have to wear any makeup. And this really, really hurt me as well, because I felt like nobody knew where me covering my face was coming from. And instead of just talking to me about it, they talked about me to each other. So this really, like, yo stuff when you really pinch, it really changed a lot for me in the way that I viewed a lot of things. Something else that I learned from them is that, you know, these were very beautiful women, like, they were very pretty, so they didn't really ever need makeup, and they never ever actually ever wore makeup. Like, they just pack a Vaseline on lips and they pull up, and anywhere we go they get all the attention. Everybody wants to talk to them, everybody wants to hang out with them. So I was always like the ugly friend. I can't believe this is how I used to feel. It's just so funny saying it right now, because even the boys never used to talk to me. So mimi nilikwanga tu na chill peke yangu, like mimi sikukwanga na story mob. But what I learned from this woman is that they used to have so much confidence that they used to show up as they were, and they knew how beautiful they were because they used to feel it. It was never hawakukua tina maringo ati oh mimi mrembo na najua. No, they were just pretty ladies who know that they're pretty, and it showed. So as I progressed in my career kept pushing me into the limelight. It kept pushing me onto TV, into magazines, into newspapers. So my face was always, remember, I had dropped singing and modeling because I did not want my face. Actually, when I was starting my blog, I had said, you know, when I become a writer, nobody has to know my face. Nobody has to know who's writing all these things. I can just be an anonymous writer and put my shit out and nobody will ever ask. But then when my stuff started getting popular, I started getting invited on TV for interviews. Guys wanted to know, you know, who's this girl who's writing about sex at 20, at 19 years old? So this was really, really crazy for me, but I could not control it. And I think that's just where I started to, you know, it's just it started to go. And it's not like this fixed my confidence. It really, really broke me, because even up to now, sometimes something will come up on Twitter and, you know, the first thing people run to is to say, oh, you're ugly, you're nini, unakaivi. So if you're not strong enough, these things can get to you. I realized that I had to do something about it and get better at how I was with myself. Something that I realized I needed to do was that I needed to accept myself. I needed to say, okay, hizi ni toes zangu, na hii ni haga yangu. Na hivi ndio venye vidole zangu zinakaa, hii mwanya ni yangu, hii skin color ni yangu, and this is how my hair looks. It is beautiful exactly in the way it looks. Because I grew up when Eurocentric features were the thing. So even my hair, I used to think, oh, my hair needs to be sleek in some way, or it needs to look like this, or my hairline needs to do this, or CG what. And then I realized, no, the African hair, the African 4C hair looks exactly like ivo venye naka, ivo venye hata ukilala uamke na ukufunga kitamba, ivo venye umeamka. That's exactly how it looks. That's the way it is. It's not supposed to be straight or without curls or without being nappy and hard and sidri. There's no other texture. That's the beauty of it. So when I started understanding that my lips are supposed to be fat and that my nose is supposed to be big and that my skin is not even everywhere and it's just black like that, that's when I started to see how beautiful it is. And then it just started coming to me, like I started appreciating more how I looked, and I stopped seeing my features being ugly. So now when I looked in the mirror, I started seeing, oh yeah, my kumbe naka vizuri, kumbe nikikaa hivi naka poa, kumbe nikismile mwanyangu inanifanya nikae vizuri, or when I wear a short skirt, my legs, they're just okay like that. So it was such a journey. It's not something I did once, but something that helped me was representation online, because I used to consume a lot of material from women who looked like me. I love following women who look exactly like me because I find them so beautiful. I find their skin so beautiful, their hair so... Yani, kwangu tu ni... I don't know how to explain it, but seeing women who look like me all the time, everywhere, it made me understand that this is exactly what is normal and this is what is beautiful. This prompted me to start wanting to learn more about myself. So I started hanging more with myself to understand the things that I needed. I started trying to teach myself how to take care of my skin, how to take care of my lips, how to take care of my face, how to take care of my type of hair. It's not easy because I feel like this year yote anime, I've damaged my hair with heat. I thought I knew what to do, but bro, tell me why. Tell me why I have no hairline right now. But it's still okay. You know, it's learning on the job. It's a process. It's getting to know what I shouldn't do so that I can know, oh, so this is what I should do. This is how I should take care of myself. So I started learning more about myself, getting to know more about the women who come from where I come from, the women from Africa, the women from my village in Suba, the women from Luya land in Mumias, from where my mom is from, the women from everywhere. Like, I love to see my type and just know about them more because it really makes me appreciate. Nikiona, oh, kumbe mademu wa Suba kona yo forehead. Niko, ah, all right. Your forehead, niko nayo kwa sababu the forehead is exactly the way it should be. There's no other forehead that I should have been given. There's no way I would have looked better with any other forehead. Mine is just perfect the way it is. Learning more about myself made it easier for me to treat myself the way I deserve, because now if I know I need to take care of my hair, I know lazima ni budget ni nunue ile conditioner yenye inafanya hivi, ama lazima ni nunue viatu zenye nikivaa zinafanya nikae hivi, ama lazima niende shopping ya hii dress, ama squeeze napenda perfume inanukia hivi na hivi. So it becomes much more easier for me to take care of myself, and I listen to myself. I give myself what I want. If I want to eat KFC today, I'm going to eat KFC. If I want to eat, so I like it. I like eating so many things, but KFC ndo sayi nimetamani. That's why it came right off the top of my head. Whatever I want to eat, if I'm able to give it to myself, by all means, I do it. I give it to myself. I treat myself exactly the way I wish I would have been treated growing up. I give myself that attention and love and space to feel good all the time by just giving myself what I want, because if I don't, who's gonna do it? Okay, other than my sponyo, but you know what I mean. So that's what I do for myself. And I said, I only consume material that improves me, material that represents me. I like seeing people that look like me doing things that I want to do, and I love learning more and growing more. So I only consume things that make me feel good. Like I only listen to songs that say my pussy good, pussy tight, pussy fresh, pussy clean, pussy heavy, pussy hot, full of flesh. Songs that tell me how beautiful I am. Things that make me feel very good about myself. I read books that make me love my hair even more. They make me love my skin. They make me... And this is why I'm very much in love with women. Very much in love with women. I saw someone say Happy Pride Month to all the girls who kiss their friends when they get drunk. And I was like, what? What? But that's a story for another day, because we'll unpack that another day. Lakini, I'm very, very much in love with women. I love women so much, especially black women. I love everything about them, everything. And that's why I consistently want the best for women of my kind. So I also really, really watch the kind of people that I allow around myself. The kind of women I hang around, my friends, they're very, very powerful, strong women. They're women who know what they want. They get it done. And they're women who look like me. By that, I mean, like, you know what I mean. Like, not ati kufanana na mimi just physically. I mean, they're women who make me enjoy and love to be myself. And they teach me a lot of confidence, because I see the way they carry themselves, the way they love themselves, the way they're able to just exist as themselves and love themselves for who they are. It makes me forget that, oh, my ass is too small, my forehead is too big, my squeezy sinanga is vitu. Sina, kitambo I used to be, oh, sijui, my stretch marks. These days, I'm so in love with everything. Even if I got a new scar, even if I... Sijui, yani napenda tu kila kitu. Hata nini ifanyike mwili yangu. That is the most perfect body that I could ever have. I absolutely love that I'm being hosted in this body of mine. I love it, I love it. I am absolutely in love with myself. And this just makes me fall even more and more in love with myself all the time. It makes me more confident. It makes me more assertive. It just makes me love myself. And getting to where that I have now has not been easy. It's taken a lot of learning and unlearning, a lot of sharing my experiences, a lot of throwing myself out there and going through horrible things and horrible experiences. And I think now when I look back, I just see how all of it had to happen so that it was part of my growth, because that's the beauty of it. That's the amazingness of all that, because even growing up, like just my background, when I had no money and I had to show up like other people, and I would go to Tao and buy heels for 300 bob. And then those shoes, like the Haribika, you can't wear them more than like 4 times because nizile sijui zinaanza kutokana. I used to really hate myself. I used to wonder, like, why wasn't I born into money and why don't I have money? Because my friends, they're just like, ah, order those shoes, 5,600. Ah, sawa, anda kulipa. And I'm like, what? 5,600? Mimi, ukaniambia sijui 5,600, sijui nini, hata sijui neza kwambia. Viatu, nini, mimi. And that time we're in uni, I'm just wondering, kwani, where do you, which allowance do you people get? 5,600 is my allowance for 2 months. Like, what the fuck? That's if I decide, si tumi fare na tumi lunch. So, napiwa tu do, lakini najificha mahali, mpaka 2 months ish. By the way, I remember the first time I was able to just order a pair of shoes for 2,500. I was really, really happy. I was so excited. I was so excited. And now when I look at my collection of shoes, it's just, wow. Wow, it's... I normally tell people this story because it's not kitambo that I used to buy those shoes for 300 bob. It's not kitambo. It's not ati 10 years ago. It's less than 5 years ago. And this is when I had very low self-esteem and I did not like myself. But I'm consistently being pushed into spaces that allow me to be myself and push me to be the best version of myself. And I see how the growth comes and how good things just keep happening for me. And something that has really, really helped me is loving myself. Falling extremely in love with myself and being very confident. Imenisaidia sana. Imeni openia doors zenye sikuwa nadhani nitawaingia. Imenifanya niongea na watu siku dhani nitawaongea nao. Imenifanya ni meet watu nilikuwa naonanga kwa TV na saini mabishti zangu. It's really, really crazy and it's very necessary. Like, you have to do it. I'm just a girl from Islando who's trying to make it. And going through the motions of life and going through all the things I have been through, especially being that kind of girl surrounded by really, really wealthy friends, it was just very different for me. And it's very easy to be that girl and have low self-esteem because you consistently compare to yourself to other people, like, mbona boys are wanyongeleshangi, mbona mi spatangi attention, mbona spatangi likes, mbona spatangi followers, mbona spatangi. But I realized that confidence is an energy that comes from within. And when you reach the level of real confidence, validation from outside, it stops mattering. Like, unajipenda sana mpaka ujali your likes. Ujali kama utapata 2 likes ama 500. Like, it doesn't even matter. Those days, I used to be like, nisipo hit. Naizo zilikuwa zile siku ata Instagram. Like, wasea wakukwanga. Like, wase awakukwanga na wanapata likes mob, you know, like when it was beginning. So when you get 500 likes, you're like the celeb. Everyone mtani anajua ulikuwa na 500 likes. So usipofikisha 500, I used to wonder, like, what's wrong? Is my outfit wrong? Is there something wrong? Right now, if I post something and I get 2,000 likes, well, I'm good. If I do not get any likes, I'm still good because the confidence that I have and the love that I have for myself, it comes from me. It comes from within. I have nurtured it and grown it to the point that it's all me. Like, nothing anyone else can say can break the kind of person that I'm building. And that's the most beautiful thing I have ever felt in my life. And I just love myself. These days, nashindanga kwa mira. Weh. I don't think uneza niweza kujiangalia. I think I'm borderline obsessed with myself. Like, it's almost narcissistic. I'm really, really obsessed with myself. I love myself. I love my hair. I love everything about me. Especially the wrong things. Especially the things that are like Those are the things I like the most. The things that look abnormal within myself, the things that are weird, that's the uniqueness. That's the most beautiful part. And anybody can achieve anything they want. You just have to build your mind to be strong. Even my body, I used to really, really hate my body, the shape of my body. And now I really feel like I'm normally the sexiest thing on earth. If you woke up and asked me, who's the sexiest girl? I'm going to say my name. No hesitation. That's how much I love myself. It's helped a lot. And right now, I just love everything that I'm going to, because I know there's always a reward for it. And you have to remember to stay grateful throughout everything and always be teachable. Always be willing to learn and always be willing to know more so that you can do better. So, yeah. That is the tips on how to be confident. Rather, that is what I have been doing myself. And questions, please feel free to reach out and ask me. I'm gonna respond. And please don't forget to check me out every Tuesday morning with the gang on Citizen TV for the Daybreak Show, where we talk about social issues. And make sure you bookmark my blog so that you can check it out. Enjoyed recording this. And please remember to always love yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the only one you've got. Like, you wake up, you're still just you in that body. So you need to love yourself in the ways that other people might not be able to, and treat yourself really well. Be patient, be understanding, and give yourself all the grace you need. And I love you.